Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I'm really excited to finally share with you guys about my Peru trip that happened this summer. So we got back from Peru about a month ago now, and I'm taking my sweet time and updating and, you know, talking about the trip. I've shared some things about the first month, and I wanted to come on the podcast today to share about this first month experience that we had in Peru doing a master plant dieta in the Amazon jungles at a retreat center with a very powerful maestro, Papa Gilberto. And it was one of the most transformational times of my life. I've been integrating all of this. You know, we spent 3 months in Peru. We had another month after the first month where we traveled, and the third month where we went into another retreat center and did another plant dieta. So I'm going to kind of split this up into two parts and speak about my first dieta experience and kind of give you guys, you know, a background of what happened, the transformations I've experienced, the activations, also the challenges, the lessons, you know, the general theme of spending time deep in the jungle in solitude, off of social media, completely isolated. And yeah, tune into this episode if you'd like to be here on the experience with me, essentially reliving what I went through. So total 3 months we were in Peru from June 1st until September 4th. It is now October 9th that I'm recording this. And yeah, it's been about a month that we've been back. And so much has changed. But first I will start with, you know, expressing my intention and our intention, Enrique and I, my partner, why we decided to go to Peru, why we decided to do a master plant dieta. And for me, it was a lot about, you know, expanding my path as a shamanic practitioner, as a healer, as a mentor for others. It was really to go deep into my own space, my own healing, to continue working on myself, to continue expanding my knowledge, to continue learning new tools. And, you know, of course, having this time, this sacred time working with plant medicines, which is in my path with my partner. We've already been working with plant medicine within our retreats and doing ceremonies where we've been holding space through mushroom ceremonies, sacred psilocybin. But ayahuasca has definitely been a big part of our life as well. And, you know, it's not a medicine I, myself and Enrique are going to start serving in the near future, but it is a medicine that we are working with to gain more knowledge for ourselves as shamanic practitioners, with our music abilities, with our gifts, with all of the healing powers that we have been discovering that we would like to share with others. And of course, this time was also a time to go inward, to heal, to grow, to evolve. You know, there's always more work to be done. And after experiencing this dieta, I realized that this is definitely something I'm going to be doing at least once a year, because it's so, so important for us to take that time for ourselves. And taking this time has really taught me so much about slowing down, being present, connecting to nature, and, you know, really giving myself the time and space that I deserve to go inward and to really continue working on myself so that I could be, you know, the most powerful channel for others when I do serve them in my retreats, in my ceremonies, and working with clients one-on-one. So this first month was, you know, really, really challenging because I have never, ever lived in the jungle like this. You know, I do live in Tulum, Mexico, but I do live in town. You know, there is jungle around, but I wouldn't say I'm completely in the jungle. I am surrounded by concrete walls in a beautiful home, but I do have the jungle in the backyard and outside, but I'm not completely immersed in it as you would be in one of these retreat centers where everything is pretty much made of wood. So we stayed in tambos, which they're called in Peru, which is kind of like a casita, which you would say in Mexico, or a little house in English. So a little wooden house is what we stayed in, a tambo. And it was, you know, no air conditioning, lots of bugs, lots of mosquitoes, cockroaches. We had rats at the beginning, you know, a rat problem. I had to learn very quickly that packing a bag of almonds was not very smart because the rats will smell that even through a Ziploc bag, a plastic bag, and your backpack, which they ripped a hole into. So I did have some battling that was happening with these rats and surrendering to, you know, the animals in the jungle, the nature that is here, and to know that I am living in their grounds, in their territory, and I have to learn how to cohabitate with these jungle creatures. And, you know, it's not being afraid of them or, you know, anything like that, but really learning to honor all species, all animals, even, you know, the bugs that we may be afraid of, because it's all part of the experience. And I could definitely say, you know, after the first week of coming to this place, we arrived by a 4-hour boat ride. We ended up flying to Lima, then Pucallpa, and then taking the 4-hour boat ride the next day after we spent the first night in Pucallpa getting all of our supplies. We had to buy mapacho, which is tobacco, Palo Santo, which is a cleansing tool, and a lot of different things like, you know, mosquito nets and rain boots and rain jackets because it was the end of rainy season, mosquito repellent, all the sorts of things you could imagine, candles for light because at night we don't have electricity, a headlamp, you know, all those kind of things, which definitely were really needed in the jungle at those times. And we ended up, you know, arriving at the retreat center the next day in the afternoon, settling in, setting our space, and yeah, going straight into our first ayahuasca ceremony, which was definitely, you know, an initiation of landing, being right in the middle of the Amazon, unpacking all of our things, and literally having a few hours till our first ceremony started. So it was definitely a very intense getting thrown into the deep end, but I wouldn't have it any other way because that's how I love to learn and how I love to expand myself, is just dive in straight on in and just, you know, closing my eyes and not knowing what to expect and having no expectations, because when we do have expectations, it usually leads to disappointment, right? We expect something, it doesn't go the way we want it, and then we feel like, oh, this isn't what I wanted or what I expected. And really, when we have no expectations and we just surrender to the experience, that's when so much magic and beauty unfolds. And that's exactly what this month was like. I won't lie, it was definitely super challenging the first couple weeks, specifically the first 7 days when we were dealing with the rats and the mosquitoes. And I'm so grateful I had essential oils and lavender and bug spray and just all of the things to help me through, you know, being itchy and dealing with bugs and all of that kind of stuff, and also the rats. But once I kind of got used to that, you know, I surrendered to everything that was around me in the jungle, and also the schedule of drinking ayahuasca medicine every 2 days. If you don't know what ayahuasca is or you're not familiar with it, I would suggest going back to my previous episodes where I actually spoke about my first ayahuasca experiences almost 3 years ago, when I first came to Tulum, and I kind of explained what the medicine is. So you can definitely go back and listen to that because I won't be going into it here. It's more about telling you the experience of this dieta and my intentions and what we learned. So yeah, once we kind of got over that first hump of, you know, getting used to the jungle life and really surrendering, and also, you know, having the courage and the bravery to drink the medicine every 2 nights, that was definitely an initiation. I've never, you know, sat with medicine that many days in a row. I've done 2 days back to back before, like on a weekend, but usually when I've gone to ceremonies, it's been just one ceremony, and then I have like a lot of weeks or months to integrate. Excuse me. And so this was different because I was, you know, we were having to sit in ceremony every 2 days. And I think in that month, we did about 13 ceremonies, which I know sounds like a lot. But when you're in the jungle, part of doing a master plan dieta is to learn the medicine, is to study the medicine. So there's usually two reasons that people go to do a master plant dieta in the jungles of Peru or Brazil or Colombia. Most likely Peru is the more popular place where it's, you know, traditionally done with the Shipibo tribes. You know, the intention is either to go there for your own healing or to go there to study the medicine, right? If you're someone like myself and my partner who is interested in, you know, becoming a curandera, curandero, a healer. You know, I wouldn't ever call myself a shaman, a shamanic practitioner, somebody that is interested in learning how to work with plant medicine to eventually serve the medicine to others, you know, to be able to hold space and to understand the plants. It's necessary to do these dietas because this time in solitude in the jungle is what gives us the opportunity to learn this. And also the solitude can be great for people who are there for deep healing. So there were people there, you know, struggling with depression, anxiety, or, you know, different traumas that they were wanting to heal. And we all have, you know, our stories, our traumas that we need to heal in this lifetime. So, you know, these dietas are for everyone that is willing and ready to work with these plants, these very powerful plants that, you know, can be very transformational if we do the integration and we integrate it into our life post-ceremony and post-dieta experience, because that's really where the work begins, which I will talk about later. But yeah, it was one of the most transformational times, apart from the challenges that come with assimilating into the jungle life. You know, I'm so, so grateful that we decided to stay for the whole month, because at first we had just committed for 2 weeks and it was kind of like, okay, this is my commitment and let's see how we feel. And, you know, it was definitely difficult. There were, you know, some ceremonies that were uncomfortable and some dark nights of the soul, but also some beautiful nights filled with gratitude and joy. And, you know, most of the days were beautiful because I was getting to spend time in nature, to be off my phone. I did a 3-month social media detox where I actually deleted my Instagram app off my phone and I didn't even go on Instagram for actually like three and a half months. And yeah, I didn't miss it at all. Let me just say that getting back on it was a struggle for me. I think it took me like another 10 days to like finally come back on posting something or sharing a story. I was like, how do I even do this anymore? But it was just so beautiful to have that break and that reset, because I'd been so on social media for so many years, having my business online, that giving myself this time and space was something I so needed and so deserved. And it was so healing just in that aspect of being completely off my phone and noticing how much time I received from the day, how much time I had to meditate, to journal, to make music, to, you know, walk around in nature. It was so amazing. I was filling my days with all of these beautiful activities. I was meditating for 20 to 30 minutes, sometimes 45 minutes, up to an hour at the end, I even managed to do, which was so beautiful. And, you know, it was just such a wonderful time in that sense. Like, yes, there were challenging days. There were moments where I was like, oh, do I really want to go sit in another ayahuasca ceremony? Like, I'm so tired of this. I just want to sleep and rest, because we were doing these ceremonies at night from about 8 p.m. we would start. Well, 9 p.m., sorry, 8 p.m., 8:30, we'd arrive in the shala. 9 p.m., the maestro would come in and he would, you know, start blowing and singing to the ayahuasca. He'd open the bottle and just kind of whistle to it like, and blow some mapacho, which is ceremonial tobacco, that protects the medicine and the space. And, you know, then he would serve us the medicine and we would sit in silence for about 45 minutes, receive the medicine, wait for it to kick in and connect with the spirit of ayahuasca. And then we would, you know, listen to his Ikaros for about an hour and a half and sometimes more when he opened dietas, closed dietas, and went to certain individuals to give them personal healing. And yeah, it was really, really beautiful. And at the end, we would have time to share our music and our songs. So while we were on this dieta, our intention, myself and Enrique, was to really activate our voice even more. I had my first voice activation experience back in, I would say, like September of last year. So like a year ago when I went to my shamanic practitioner training. And, you know, even before that, I did my drum facilitator. I mentioned I did that in June of 2022. So about like over a year ago, I started to use my voice to sing with the drum, but I didn't fully have that activation until I really went to this other retreat. And then after that, in December, I channeled like my first Ikaros, my first soul song, where I just sang from my heart and whatever sounds came out, and I wasn't judging myself. And that was really the breakthrough moment I had to really accepting my voice and seeing my voice as beautiful and knowing, wow, I don't need to judge myself and, you know, sound a certain way, that we all have this unique, beautiful voice if we are willing to access it. And working with ayahuasca and this medicine really helped open that up for me, because we were in the dark, no one could see us, and it was the perfect opportunity for me to sing, to practice sharing my music, to learn new medicine songs. You know, I sang a lot of songs in Spanish, which was really powerful because I got to really you know, learn new songs and practice Spanish, as well as being in Peru and, you know, speaking to the people there. And it was just a really activating time in that whole aspect of activating my voice and really getting deeper into this path with music, with medicine music, and with creating my own songs, and with really seeing how I'm evolving in my own voice. And yeah, that was really, really powerful. And I'm so happy that we ended up staying past the 2 weeks, because like I said, there were many challenges. But after, you know, the 2 week mark, I think it was the next ceremony or the ceremony after, I had such a powerful experience. And of course, I'm not going to go into every ceremony, or else we'll be here for probably 13 hours if I tell you about every ceremony, download, and activation that I had. And, you know, I obviously journaled about it and wrote all my notes and integrated everything. But I will say that, you know, I had a lot of beautiful, beautiful connections with spirit, with, you know, the medicine, with my gifts. I had one ceremony after the 2 week mark where I got to really tap into my gifts and see that I do have these healing powers and these abilities to tap into other people's energies and really feel them, right? Because I am an empath, and a lot of empaths have a lot of healing gifts, and all of us in general have healing gifts. We don't need to just be empaths, but because I could really feel people on an energetic level, I had this gift be presented to me, and I felt like it was this huge initiation when the maestro was singing his Ikaros and I was, you know, feeling myself receiving all of his medicine through his words and his song. And it really felt like this initiation of me stepping into my path as a healer, as a shamanic practitioner, as a medicine woman, as someone who is working with sacred plant medicines like ayahuasca, and really, you know, being almost welcomed by the plant spirits and the plant people, as I like to call them. When you do drink the medicine, you connect with the spirit of the plant. So oftentimes, you know, these spirits, they show up as plants, they show up as, you know, spirits in human bodies. They show up as your guides, and they're there to guide you and to give you messages. And this is what this beautiful medicine of ayahuasca can do. It can activate that healing power within each and every one of us. Of course, you know, we can go into our shadows and heal the shadow aspects of ourselves, as we all have, you know, that side of us. And there were definitely moments for me where I was still healing and I was still transmuting and, you know, forgiving myself, forgiving others. You know, I had experiences where I, you know, had this beautiful healing experience that I won't go into, but it was just such a beautiful release of shame from my body that I was carrying for the last 2 years, and I got to finally release that, and that was super healing in itself. But also the activation I received as, you know, the healer that I am and the healer that I am becoming as I continue to go deeper and deeper into doing this work and working with plant medicine and, you know, just in general working with the shamanic earth-centered practices that I've been learning and teaching and embodying in my life for the last few years. So it's been a really transformational time. That month was, wow, it was just, if I could recommend something to, you know, to anyone to just have that time of solitude, it would be to do a master plant dieta. And I know that, you know, ayahuasca isn't for everyone and plant medicine isn't for everyone. And I would never say, you know, you should do this, but if it is calling you and you've been, you know, feeling the call to work with medicine, then this is definitely something to look into. That's all I will say. And I'm obviously here if you have any questions and, you know, you ever are interested in something like this. Enrique and I have also spoken about potentially doing dieta retreats. So what this would look like is we would organize for a group to come do a dieta with us. So we're actually planning to go next year in July. And, you know, it would be like bringing a group down for 2 weeks with us, at least 10 days to 2 weeks. I would say 2 weeks minimum is really like the best to have a transformational time with a plant, because you're not just working with ayahuasca, but you're working with other master plants that I will talk about in a second. So this is kind of our plan, is to in the future offer these dietas. So if you are interested in something like this, please message me, please let me know so that I know that you're interested and we can keep you guys in the loop, because this is something that I think would be really, really transformational for so many people, especially for people who may be feeling a little resistant to travel by themselves somewhere like Peru to be completely secluded in the jungle. And, you know, our mission is to really bridge the gap between, you know, the indigenous tribe who are offering the medicine, who are, you know, serving that medicine in their land and bringing in our gifts of holding space, having integration circles, having, you know, different retreat experiences in between the ceremonies and maybe doing some yoga and connection so that we can be supported during those times. And I mean, dietas are also really powerful times for being in silence. So also honoring days of silence and knowing that this wouldn't be a retreat that you would come to socialize. You would be going inward to work on yourself and to learn and study with these master plants, including the medicine of ayahuasca. So let's talk about master plants. What are they? You're probably wondering. I will tell you about the master plants. Okay, I'll quickly tell you. If you don't know what ayahuasca is a psychedelic that is grown in the Amazon jungle. I'm not going to go into all the science because I did talk about that in my previous episodes, like I said, but it is a psychedelic plant medicine that allows you to access this higher consciousness, connect to Mother Ayahuasca, as she is called, the spirit of the plant, who connects with you when you drink her. And she shows you different visions of your past traumas, of your, you know, what you need to heal, what you need to transmute. But she could also show you your future vision, your, you know, connection to your higher self of what is ahead for you. It could be, you know, light and dark. Let's just leave it at that. It's a very, very powerful medicine where one can never have expectations with this medicine, including myself, someone who has been working with this medicine for 3 years. I never have expectations going into ceremony. There's always a different experience to be had. No experience is ever the same. So that's the medicine. And it is very, very powerful because, you know, this medicine can heal us on so many layers, not just physically, but spiritually, mentally. It's helped to heal so many different, you know, diseases, illnesses, whatever, you know, you can imagine. This medicine is really a powerful, powerful healer, but it's not just the medicine that can heal you, let's say in one night. It does require you to integrate and to do the work after ceremony. So if you receive downloads and messages about, okay, this is what I need to change in my life, this is where I'm out of alignment, or this is where I'm still not forgiving myself or forgiving others, if you continue to, you know, move forward in your life holding resentment or anger or doing these, you know, unconscious things or self-sabotaging behaviors and patterns, or, you know, not changing what the medicine showed you that you need to change, then of course, you know, the healing cannot happen, because you are responsible for your healing. The medicine is just a tool to show you, to illuminate the light onto your shadows, and to show you what is possible for you if you do commit to change and transformation, right? So this is why it's so important to understand this about plant medicine. It's not just like a quick fix, take it one night and you're healed. There's a lot of work and devotion that comes with using these sacred plant medicines. And it's the same with the master plants that we diet. So with the dieta, what is really unique about this time is that we have an opportunity to sit with the plants, and we actually diet the plants by drinking different plant tinctures. So there are like thousands of plants that you can diet. And what dieting means is that you commit to no sex, no alcohol, no sugar, no oil, no spice, you know, no salt. Did I say no salt? None of that, right? Everything is very plain. You're mostly eating rice, potato. You know, we had the odd chicken and fish dish, egg for our protein, lentils, and a lot of vegetables. Not many fruits, because fruits have, you know, high sugars. So just like plantain or boiled bananas. And that was pretty much our diet for the month. Very plain. And you're probably thinking, how the hell did you eat just that for a month? Well, I'll tell you, when you're in the jungle and you don't have, you know, restaurants or stores around you, there's nothing tempting you. So you become one with the jungle, and you are grateful for the food that you have in front of you. It's not as hard as you think it is. Our mind makes things harder than it is. You know, we think, oh, how am I going to survive without eating pizza and a burger and this? You will survive, because these Shipibo people, one thing that I've learned from them is that they live a very simple life. They don't need much to be happy. And they eat very raw and natural and organic food that is literally grown in the jungle. And so this is how we ate. And, you know, why we have to diet in this way and not have a lot of sugar or, you know, food that isn't healthy is because it affects our interaction with the plants. And when we diet these plants, so for example, you can diet like lavender, you can diet, you know, you can diet any plant, you can diet, let me think, like any sort of tree, but really like the master plants that are at this retreat center are Babinsana, Chiriksanango, Waira Kaspi, and Noirao. Those are like the main ones. And then there's other ones, of course. I'm not going to go listing all of them because there's hundreds, thousands of them. But I dieted with Noirao first, which connected me to the light and, you know, really allowed me to step forward on this path as a healer, as that was my intention. And then the second 2 weeks, I dieted Chiriksanango, which was a beautiful plant to heal my nervous system. And it actually slowed me right down. It was super powerful, to the point where the next day after drinking the tincture, actually not even the next day, like within half an hour of drinking, I was stumbling back to my tambo because I felt like I was drunk. Like I haven't drank in 3 years, but this plant was so powerful that it made me so dizzy, because it works on your nervous system to really heal the nervous system. Right. So I'm someone who used to suffer with anxiety. I don't anymore. But, you know, I still have those anxious tendencies that come up. So it's about my intention for using that plant was to really slow me down, right? To slow me right down into my feminine. And boy, did it slow me right down. Enrique was literally laughing at me the next day because I got out of my tambo and I was walking a snail's pace. He was like, wow, I've not seen you walk that slow. Because usually, you know, if you know me and you walk next to me, like, I'm very athletic. I used to, you know, do all the sports you can imagine. I'm a hiker. I'm just always outdoors. So naturally, I just walk a little bit faster. But that's also, you know, like a nervous system thing. Like I've conditioned my nervous system to kind of always be on the go. And what I wanted to do was really slow myself down and just be more in my feminine and to just connect with this slow energy. And that's what this plant really helped me to do. You know, it was really, really beautiful. And so I had this beautiful month experience with these two plants, with these two master plants that are very, very powerful. Noyarao really connected me in my meditation. I was really focused. I was really concentrated. I really opened my heart. I really connected to nature. And yeah, it was very subtle, but looking back now, I see how these plants really helped me heal and helped, you know, yeah, helped me with my process during this month. It was really, really powerful. So there are a lot of different plants you can diet, and of course for different reasons. You know, Babunsana is a beautiful plant for depression as well as anxiety. I also dieted that plant in the third month, which I'll talk about later. It can also be a beautiful heart opener. It doesn't need to be taken just for depression, but there's a lot of plants that can literally help with everything. You know, there's plants that heal cancer. There's plants that, you know, heal certain diseases or viruses in your blood. There's so many plants for everything that you can imagine. And the thing is that in the Western world, we're not told that plant medicine can heal us. We're told that you got to go to the doctor and then go to the hospital and go to the pharmacy and, you know, sign up to take these big pharma medications to heal. And, you know, if you have cancer, you have to go through all of this treatment and yada, yada, yada. You know, it's all about spending money to essentially heal yourself from the illness and the disease rather than having these preventative measurements of taking plant medicine and healing our bodies and minds so that we don't have these illnesses come into, you know, fruition in the beginning. So these medicines are really, really powerful for that. So if you are somebody who's looking to heal on a more holistic level with, you know, any sort of condition that you may have, it is powerful for almost everything that you can imagine. So yeah, it was really, really beautiful to get to sit with these medicines and to see that plants can heal us. And no, we don't need to take psychedelics in order to heal. We could just use these plants as well, which are non-psychedelic, all of them, you know, the ones like that you do take as tinctures. They are helping you heal your body on a physical, you know, neurological level that is subtle. You know, sometimes not so subtle. Some of these plants are more strong, but it is really that kind of healing experience where it's not a psychedelic journey, but it is a tincture that you are taking every single day, possibly every 2 days, depending on, you know, how the maestro or maestra does it. At this center in particular, the way that we did it was we had the tincture four times in between the ceremonies. So we'd have a ceremony one night, then the next day we'd do the tincture, then we'd have a ceremony the next night, then the next night the tincture, and we did that 4 days in a row, and then we would stop drinking it. And that was kind of like our first dose with the medicine. And what is often suggested is to you know, work with one medicine at a time, one plant at a time, not to take too many. So I decided to just work with Noyarao for 2 weeks. And then I decided to work with Chiriksanango for the next 2 weeks. And honestly, you could even do just one plant for 1 month. But I found Noyarao to be more subtle. And that's why I decided to take Chirik, because I really wanted to work on my nervous system healing as well. So yeah, that's why I did both. But I believe there's no right or wrong. It's all about listening to your intuition and having a strong intention and really understanding why you're there and why you're working with these plants. And while we were working with these plants, we were encouraged to sing to them, to take time to pray, to meditate, to give offerings. So I would often be working with these plants in my dreams. They would be coming to me in my dreams in different ways. I was lucid dreaming a lot in the jungle. It was so powerful. I was literally writing down my dreams and I was like, wow, my dreams are wild. Can't remember any right now, but if you looked into my dream journal, you would be like, wow, that is crazy. Like you just flew to another planet and back. Like it was like that. You know, I was like astral traveling and just having all of these experiences where I was, you know, healing and, you know, also getting activations and receiving messages and guidance from the plants. And through my meditations, they became much more powerful, much more clear. I was able to manifest a lot of beautiful things. I actually put the intention that I wanted to do our third women's retreat this winter in November. And when I put that intention down, when I came, you know, out of the jungle and had Wi-Fi again, I wasn't back on social media, but I did have access to my email, and I received 2 email bookings from women for the retreat. And I was like, okay, so spirit is asking me to do a third retreat. All right, gotcha. My manifestation has been heard. My prayer has been heard. And, you know, magical things like that would happen where you're so surrendered to the experience. You're not, you know, thinking about external situations outside of yourself. You're just so focused on you and your healing that, you know, beautiful and magical things just start to flow into your life. And this is what has happened post this dieta, which I'll talk about in the second episode, just to let you know and to see like how much transformation has come from my life or from this experience in my life of doing this dieta, of receiving these downloads and these messages, and of really, you know, being on this path to evolving and growing. So yeah, this first month dieta was really, really beautiful, really powerful. You know, Kike and I, of course, had moments where we triggered each other, but we still came back to love, and we, you know, always work things out because that is our mission. And that is something that we're also doing together as a couple with our work with other couples. And it was a huge initiation for us on that level of really dropping in deep with one another and using these conscious communication tools. And yeah, really just going inward and noticing like all the triggers that were coming up, all of the challenges, like even the people that triggered us, the rats that triggered us, you know, the noise that triggered us. It was just so much growth and so much acceptance, so much surrender. And on the other side, it was just beautiful, beautiful to witness this transformation and to see how much I have grown when I came out on the other side. And, you know, how much I received from working with these plant medicines and from working with ayahuasca, like I said, with my voice activation and my healing gifts. And yeah, it was just one of the most transformational times. And I honestly could probably say so much more, but I'm going to leave it here because we're getting to 40 minutes. And I will come back with part 2 to kind of give you guys an update on what happened, you know, post that first month during the integration, and, you know, how our second month was, or a third month, doing the second dieta in the Amazon at a different retreat center where we were volunteering. So there's so much more that I have to share with you, but I will leave it here. And I will leave you with the invite to our retreat, of course, that is happening this November, 25th to 30th in the jungles of Tulum, Mexico. We are almost full, which is super exciting. And yeah, I trust that, you know, the last spots are going to be filled with the right women who are feeling the call, who are full body yes to their transformation, to their healing, to their expansion. Women that are going through a beautiful transition in their life, who are wanting to be surrounded by other sisters to experience these beautiful ceremonies of transformation. We will be having our psilocybin ceremony where Kike and I will be facilitating medicine music and sound healing and so many other more beautiful ceremonies such as Temescal, daily shamanic drum journeys, lots of time for yoga, meditation, integration, and so many other beautiful ceremonies that you could see all posted on my website, as well as all the testimonials that have been shared. I invite you to go have a look in the link in the show notes. And if you are here in the call, I invite you to apply to join us. And yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, I'd love to hear from you. Please share it with a friend. And yeah, stay tuned for part 2. I will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you received the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.